Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny and mild, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a similar warmth, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze this morning. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, former Navy Commander Maj. Gen. Eliezer Marom warns that diplomatic agreements may lead to an escalation between Israel and Iran. Also, in the past hour, Ynet reports that Iran talks in Switzerland are in doubt after threats over Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Also this hour, Walla reveals how Prime Minister Netanyahu is reportedly working to block an American-Iranian agreement. Separately, Axios reports that Vance has warned Israel against fighting its only ally, former President Trump, on the Iran deal. And finally, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, Vice President Vance defends the Iran deal, stating Israel must respect the peace process. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran might consider withdrawing from the current negotiating track if Israeli strikes on Lebanon persist. Ali Hashem, a journalist, writes about a tense night in South Lebanon, with heavy clashes between Hezbollah and Israeli forces, and reports of Israeli casualties and airstrikes. Al Arabiya English shares that the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fire in Gaza has surpassed 1,000 since a U.S.-brokered ceasefire last October, with more casualties in recent strikes. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post report. Maj. Gen. Eliezer Marom expressed concerns over potential escalation due to diplomatic agreements between the U.S. and Iran. He also scrutinized Iran's nuclear program, doubting international assurances. This highlights the fragility of regional peace efforts. Turning to the Iran talks in Switzerland, Ynet reports that Iran has suspended its delegation's trip following Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Pakistan's prime minister also cancelled his visit, reflecting wider regional tensions. Diplomatic efforts seem increasingly precarious. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Netanyahu is actively working to prevent an American-Iranian agreement. The Israeli prime minister's efforts underscore Israel's deep-seated apprehension about Iran's nuclear ambitions. This could influence U.S.-Israel relations. Earlier today, Axios conveyed a warning from Vance to Israel. He urged Israel not to antagonize Trump over the Iran deal, emphasizing the importance of maintaining strong alliances. This advice adds a layer of complexity to the diplomatic landscape. Finally, I-24 News reports Vice President Vance's defense of the Iran deal. He insists that Israel must respect the peace process. His stance indicates a push for diplomatic resolutions, despite Israeli reservations. On the economic front, first from CTEC, we learned that an Israeli commander disclosed plans for a significant military operation deep inside Iran. The mission was called off, but the revelation indicates the high stakes involved. Separately, Globes reports that Pratt & Whitney's plant in Nahariya will close, affecting 600 employees. An additional 300 workers will transfer to the company's production line in Tefen. This closure reflects ongoing challenges in the manufacturing sector. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Limitless Labs has raised $20 million to expand its AI platform for precision manufacturing. Their software is already utilized by leading companies like Blue Origin and Cadillac Formula One, showcasing Israel's innovation in technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.